So with your hearing of these readings tonight, you enter your very last phase of preparations for Holy Week, and then the reception of the Easter sacraments, now just right around the corner, toward which you have been journeying these past 7 months. You know, the rite of Christian initiation is intended to be gradual and acquaints you not only with all the dogmas and precepts that we've been telling you about, but also give you a profound sense of the mystery of salvation and of that loving God who has called you to Him. The readings today are carefully chosen by our church to instill an attitude and the practices to sustain you throughout your life as fully engaged Catholics, which you are just on the cusp of becoming. In our first reading, the prophet Hosea speaks of God's love for Israel and uses that beautiful image of a parent and a child. It was God who taught the child to walk, held him in his arms, and hugged him. And yet, with all the care showered upon the child, he only wanders farther from his father, ultimately even paying homage to pagan gods. But still, God's love emerges. He is unwilling to abandon his child, and Israel will not be destroyed. This theme of parent and child continue in St. Paul's letter to the Romans. When we allow ourselves, St. Paul tells us, to be led by the Spirit of God, we are then children of God. You receive a spirit of adoption. It's very much what you will be doing when you receive these sacraments in just 2 weeks, through which our only response can be to cry out, Abba, which literally means daddy, father, most loving father. Think of a little child running toward their father, just returning home in the evening. We are God's children now. And if children, then heirs, sharing in his glory. We may have to suffer at times. We all will. But the Spirit comes to our aid. In our weakness, we may not know how to pray as we ought. But God's Holy Spirit intercedes for us with inexpressible groanings. This is the attitude, then, we are to have, one of a child dependent on and trusting in his loving parents. And not parents incapable of caring for us or wounding us in some way, but perfect parents that can only provide unconditional love and care. And it's prayer that sustains this attitude we are to have toward God. So what is prayer? It is a dialogue with God by which we grow in relationship with Him. As easy as that may sound, we know it can be difficult to quiet ourselves, so to be able to have this dialogue with God. We may not know how to pray as we ought, as we just heard, but Jesus gives us tonight the perfect prayer. And today we as a church officially pass on that prayer to you, the Our Father. So just a little bit about this prayer. There are two versions of the Our Father in our Gospels, one in Matthew and one in Luke. In Luke, Jesus' disciples ask him to teach them to pray, and he complies, giving them the prayer that has come to be known as the Lord's Prayer or the Our Father. Today we read Matthew's version, which is the one that has been most used since the earliest days of the church. This prayer has literally been prayed since Jesus gave it to his disciples almost 2,000 years ago. And we pray it every day, don't we? We pray it at Mass. We pray it in the Liturgy of the Hours. It is the perfect prayer. So the Lord's Prayer in Matthew's version is introduced in the versions just before our reading today with some warnings about false forms of prayer. We must not show off before others or babble like the pagans who think they will be heard because of their many words. It's not about the number of words we use, but rather the sincerity of the heart. and is the only prayer, the Our Father is the only prayer that teaches us to pray daily. And it is composed of two sets of three petitions each. The first three petitions deal with the concerns of God, the holiness of His name, the ushering in of His kingdom, and the realization of His will. The second three deal with our needs, the provisions of daily life, forgiveness, and delivery from temptation and all that is evil. You know, there are many beautiful reflections on the Our Father from the saints throughout the ages, throughout our church history. And I invite you to explore these as you journey through your Catholic faith. One of my favorites by Pope Benedict is in the first of his three-volume Jesus of Nazareth series that was published in 2011. This is a great book. I invite you to read that if you haven't. Take that on. This series of books in general is just awesome. But let me close tonight with Pope Benedict's words introducing his reflection on the Our Father. Pope Benedict tells us, "The Our Father begins with a great consolation. We are allowed to say Father. This one word contains the whole history of redemption. We are allowed to say Father because the Son was our brother and has revealed the Father to us. Because, thanks to what Christ has done, we have become once more the children of God."